Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Federico. Bernie, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Randy. I'm doing great, thank you.
So I love to talk to athletes about this, and DeMarco Farr did this show for a long time, and I talked to Kerry about it a lot, Kerry Davis over the years, and Brad Thompson, Chris Duncan. Players are so competitive, you never realize when you're out of it, do you? It's you guys, if you're mathematically alive, you as athletes are so competitive. Tell me if I'm right here. You always think you have a chance.
Absolutely, Randy. I mean, you get paid to win. I think that's kind of where it is. And I think that you're always brought up that way. If you're trying to make it in the big leagues, you've got to be willing to sacrifice, and you got to be able to make sure that you play till the end of the game or end of the buzzer or whatever it is. And you always believe that you got a chance. And no matter how, if there's any slim chance at all, you keep going. And I think that's what this team is doing right now. And I think that they're showing a lot of guts is what they're doing down the stretch.
Bernie, really tough news coming out yesterday that Oscar Sundqvist will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL. How tough is it losing Sonny for the rest of the stretch and for that to happen to him?
Well, it's always tough to lose someone that's part of your locker room. I mean, Sonny has been a big part of this team coming back again. I mean, he was a big part of the team when they won the cup and then coming back, and he's always got that smiling face in the locker room, and what he brings on the ice, too, is something special. I mean, he's a guy that does his job, whether it's killing penalties or whatever they ask of him. I mean, he's really got his role even got extended this year, doing a little bit of power play time, getting in front of the net and this and that. And just the way he checks so well. I mean, he's one of those guys that's got great size and knows what it takes to win. And when you lose a guy like that, and especially his personality in the locker room, I think that's going to be very, very much missed.
With the young players, Bernie, how important is this stretch of games, just to get, whether or not they get in the playoffs, but just to get this kind of experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the experience that you get from playing tight games, and I think the kids don't understand how different the game is. I mean, it gets even more competitive when you get into the playoffs, but down the stretch, I mean, every point is important. And every team, even if you're not playing against the teams that are even the playoffs, you're playing against guys that are really playing for their jobs, playing for the future, playing to impress the general manager or the coach. So I think it becomes much more competitive. So for the young kids that are in the lineup right now, I think they're going to be their first taste. And I think that even if they don't make the playoffs, I mean, if they do make the playoffs, I mean, what a great run it would be and what a great experience would be. But even if they don't make the playoffs, I think that you get that feeling of what it's like to have to turn it up a notch as you get closer to the playoffs.
Bernie Federico with us on 101 ESPN. And Bernie, when you played, you were an elite passer. And your game evolved over the years, although at the age of 22, you were a 95-point guy. I say that because I see, not from a stylistic standpoint, but from a game standpoint, from a point standpoint, Robert Thomas is an elite passer too. Because you played the style that you did, what's the next thing that Robert Thomas needs to do as he ascends in his career?
I think it's just continue to be consistent, Randy. I think that's the most important thing. I mean, I think that when you look at this team right now, this team is going to get better. I mean, there's going to be some good young talent that's going to come into the team, onto the team. And as the team gets better, I think his points will get even higher because, I mean, he's the elite guy. And when you surround yourself with better players, and there's going to be some real talented, skilled players coming in, I think that he's going to be kind of the quarterback, if you want to call it, of what happens. So, I mean, I think he just has to really continue to try to be consistent each and every night. I mean, he's getting lots of ice time. I've been very impressed with the way he's played both ends of the ice. I mean, I think that's the hardest thing for a center iceman to make sure that you're good defensively, do the right things in the little crunch time areas, especially in the defensive zone, pull your goalie. You got to win a faceoff. You know, we're even watching win big faceoffs. The Blues seem to have the puck all the time when they start the overtime because he's winning a big faceoff. So it's the little things. I mean, you just work on. I think as a player, you know what your strengths are. You know what your weaknesses are, and you've got to continue to be consistent with your strengths, but I think you always got to try to improve your weaknesses. And I think that's obviously at his young age, he's still going to continue to do that.
Bernie, how important was it for you, after knocking at the door of 100 points for a couple of years, to finally crack the 100-point barrier?
It was important. I go back to the first year where I ended up with 95 points. I mean, I broke my wrist with about 5 or 6 games left, so I probably would have got that done that year. So it was quite very disappointing. And then all of a sudden the next year, I think I came, ended up with a point less or something. I didn't get to 100. And I think it's just kind of a personal thing that, you know, you don't have a lot of personal goals when you go, but the one thing is always to try to be what they're paying you for. And then if you're supposed to be a scorer, you're supposed to be a scorer, you score. If you're supposed to be a passer, you pass. So, you know, once you get into that role, you know, I think it was important to hit that 100 points. For me, it was at the time, because you're looking around, you're trying to compare yourself to other players that are in the league, and if you feel you're as good as they are, you've got to produce the way they are. So, I mean, it's more of a mental challenge than anything else. And you know, we became a really good hockey club, and I think that was the most important thing. You know, when I finally did get to the 100 points, it was that we were a bona fide, really, really good hockey club. We finished with second that year to the Islanders, so it was important to continue to try to be better as a player.
Bernie, we've talked a lot about Colton Parayko and just how good he has been this season, and I came across this stat the other day. Parayko ranks first in the NHL with 191 blocked shots. What improvements have you seen from him this year?
Brooke, I think, again, the word consistent is going to come up. I mean, he has always had the skill and the size and the speed and everything. I mean, he's got the full package to put it all together and be one of those really good defensemen in the league. And he is right. He's put it all together. I mean, he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. The coaching staff has given him lots of confidence, and I think he came back with that attitude. I mean, it was kind of a so-so year for him last year, and I think, again, it comes down to being a professional, where you want to prove to everybody that you're better than what they thought you were, or you're better than what they were disappointed in, I guess, maybe the year before. And you've always got that pressure on yourself, and I think he's just done that. I mean, he's a great guy. He's got all the skills. I mean, the size that he's got and the speed that he's got, and now blocking the shots, he's getting involved more physically, and he's never going to be one of those guys that's going to punch someone in the face, but he's one of those guys that's just really a solid defenseman that can play, as he's done, 25 minutes a game. He's one of those elite guys in the league now.
We're talking about those young players earlier, Bernie, and give me one that you really enjoy that you've watched this year that's taken those strides to become a very good NHL player.
On this team, Dan?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that we're just starting to get to those. I mean, Robert Thomas has improved a lot. I mean, he's one of the guys I've always watched because of the way he passes. But he's one of those guys that is going to win. I mean, obviously, Jake Neighbors, I wasn't sure what he really was going to be. I mean, last year, I mean, you're a first-round draft pick, but you're a late first-round draft pick. You know, you've got the skills to do certain things, but where does Jake fit in? Well, I think he's just done a marvelous job of taking a position and making something out of it. I mean, he understood he get this opportunity to be the kind of the net front presence on the power play, and then realize that that's his bread and butter. You go to the front of the net, deflect pucks, take the eyes away from the goaltender, do all those little things, and we know he can play physical. I mean, I think Braden Schenn has rubbed off on him from being really good friends with Braden, but I really like the way his evolution has been, because he has figured out what his job is, and he gets it. I mean, he's well-spoken. He knows. He acts like he's a veteran already just by the way he talks, and I just love the way he has really evolved over the course of the year.
Bernie, we'll be tuned in tonight on Bally Sports. Blues and Flames face off at 7, and you guys have the Bally pregame at 6:30, you and Alexa. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it, and have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day, too.
See you later.
Happy Easter to everybody. Happy Easter.
Thank you, Bernie. You too.